you want to speak to Kathy, since you're sort of our connection?
Well, I haven't really talked with her. I haven't gotten the...
She's excited to join the board. This is her first week
in a new job. She works.
So she's going to join us in September.
Okay. And she was the former legislative liaison with the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition, and she's recently left there and now is working for the state of Delaware. You guys may know her as her father was B. Gary Scott, the B. Gary Scott Realtor. For those that have born or raised here in Delaware, that was the biggest real estate company forever. And so Kathy is very level-headed and calm, which, let's face facts, we can use as much of that as we can get.
Okay. So we had a chance to meet with her a couple of weeks ago, and as we contemplate renewal and sort of navigating Dover and various sort of dynamics down there, it seems like she'll bring a lot in terms of her knowledge of state government.
Right.
Having sort of lobbied the state capitol for many, many years.
Okay. Great. Do we want to vote for her today, or do we want to wait till next week, or not next week, next month, when she's able to attend?
If you want to vote the three on as a slate now.
Yeah, we can do that, I think.
Okay.
Erica is joining us as a teacher board member. You want to say a little bit about your time here?
Hello, I am Erica Hitchens. I am a founding team member of Great Oaks Wilmington. I started teaching sixth grade for the past 3 years.
All right, welcome.
Thank you.
She's also the cheerleading coach of our champion winning cheerleaders.
Good.
And then Beth, do you want to do the honors?
Wonderful. Yes. So Rashima Dixon, Councilwoman Rashima Dixon, is a city council member, has been working. Me and Rashima met in AmeriCorps in 2010, has always been involved in grassroots organizations across the city and state, is currently a University of Delaware adjunct professor, and just today joined us as one of our Wilmington University adjunct professors, teaching to our kids in the school building during the week.
Love it.
So she's out actually working with kids, came in today to meet with students and kind of get acquainted with them. So, and also one of my best friends.
Awesome. Welcome.
Good.
All right. Well, great. Well, with that, I think the motion's proposed to, appoint or admit these three ladies as our newest board members. Okay. Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Great. So welcome.
Hey, Jim. Is that you on the phone?
That is.
Yes.
All right. A few other items of business before we get into our training. Do we have minutes from the previous?
Yeah, that's the very end of the packet. I'm sorry. They're from the June meeting.
June 11th. It's the next packet.
June 11th. All right. So if everybody had a chance to review the minutes, if you haven't, please take a quick look. Anybody have any concerns with the minutes as drafted? Anything incorrect or an error? If not, I'd propose that we adopt the minutes from the June 11th meeting
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Adopted unanimous. Okay. All right, are we skipping the head of school report, or do you want to say something about it?
I don't have anything to add except that our spot, we open our door to 109th graders right now, and we have 7 more seats to fill to be at our budgeted enrollment number, but applications in the pipeline, and a few high schoolers have reached out to us to let us know that they are not happy where they are and are interested in potentially coming back. So we'll be working through that and have up until September 30th to kind of solidify that number.
Then, Mike, do you want to talk us through the web report?
Sure. So we've actually got 2 to approve, both from June and July. I think going back to June 30th, so as I have updated on at the end of the last fiscal year, we ended the year in a strong position with a cash surplus of about $550,000, which is about $200,000 better than expected, and that's thanks to combination of both prudent budget management by Kia and also just a lot of grant funding that poured into the school that we weren't expecting prior to the school year. So positive position to build upon. We went through what the FY19 budget's going to look like at the June meeting. No really material changes or variances from what was budgeted. It's worth noting that the first appropriation from the state has come in, which leaves us in an even better position to start the year. Our 21st century grant has dispersed in the amount of $400,000. So sitting on a nice big wad of cash, which we will slowly spend throughout the year on a variety of things that we budgeted for. One major thing to or sort of larger expense to note that we incurred recently is Nikki and her team led the renovations of the 8th and 9th floor front office areas, which look fantastic. Again, budget for prior to the year to the tune of about $40,000. Sort of grant fundraising news, we've completed our title application for Title I, II, and IV-A funding. This is entitlement funding to the tune of about $400,000 that we should expect to receive probably in a month or so after the state approves the application. We have received the first half of this year's opportunity grant funding. This was a grant we sourced for the first time last year to support a guidance counselor and paraprofessionals working here at this school. And we're due to receive another $100,000 from that source this year. $50,000 has come through already. We completed an application to unlock the other $50,000. So I think all in all, heading into the year, probably as good of a fiscal position as we've been. I think our focus certainly remains on prudent budget management, but probably starts to look toward the future this year as far as the strategy goes and ensuring that we've got the right staff balance. We're paying teachers an effective rate in order to get really talented ones here and staying here. We figure out exactly what the tutor mix looks like down the road. So that's something for this board to really look forward to and really play kind of the leading hand in guiding the strategy behind Jeff and Kia as we look into the future.
Michael, these numbers don't include anything for the Longwood Foundation grant, correct?
Thank you for raising that. Okay. Longwood has dispersed as well. That's a big one too. So,
yeah, but that's not in our June 30 numbers.
No, we had Longwood disperse afterwards just because we didn't need them to balance the budget for FY18. So. For the Longwood Foundation, we received a $550,000 gift, which was received by the school and deposited 2 weeks ago.
Great. Jeffrey.
I make a motion that we approve both web reports.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All right, and then I guess the final point of business is the management agreement. Do we need further discussion on that? Do we need to go into executive session to discuss that, or are we comfortable with voting for that now? Okay, well, I will make a motion that we approve the services management agreement. Management services agreement with the foundation, as based on the last draft that everybody was able to review, comment upon. I think we've come to an agreement on that, and it's final, so I'll make a motion that we approve that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. So I was
Sorry.
All right, we are approved. All right, anything else that we need to handle from? Okay, I think we can turn the time over to our training.
During your meeting,
yeah.